可以。Isn't the most worthy of a praise in the city of our God, most holy place, the joy of the whole world. We sing praise. Is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He is us, He is us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees as we sing. Lord, we want to lift your name on high. Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our life. Oh, Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. In your arms. For you alone are God eternal, throughout the earth and heavens above, And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. Oh, Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout the earth and heavens above, throughout the earth, heavens above. Hallelujah. Let us sing. Okay, this afternoon, I want to take us, take us through just more, like a short exhortation, very short. The next session will start immediately after this, so. But what I want to do is more or less like a filler. If you look at what we talked yesterday and the day before yesterday. So what I'm doing this morning is just to fill in some gaps. Amen. I'll just fill in some gaps as regards what I've taught us. Hallelujah. Hope you're ready. Hallelujah. Okay. Matthew 28. So we began looking at the fact that we are in God's army. Right? We are God's army in the earth. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, verses 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we said, when Jesus says, I am with you. He said, that is Jesus making a loud affirmation, right? That is a loud affirmation that He is God and Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't try to read it anyhow. Don't try to, Jesus, I told you, Jesus is not a kind of God. No, He is God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's our firm belief as believers. Hallelujah. Jesus is God. Glory to God. Jesus is God. Glory, glory, glory. So he says, I am with you. It's our firm belief. He's saying he is both the Christos, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he tells them, teaching them, when he tells them in verse 20, teaching them, we said that will be carried out where? In the local church. Was that what we said? Right? That will be carried out in the local church. That is to say, they would have to do what he did to them, Bible interpretation, and we looked at all that. Alright? Right? Was that what we said? So that will be the local church. So we said the local church is where we are taught properly. The local church is where Bible interpretation takes place. Amen? In the local church. So that means, in the local church is where Bible interpretation to take place, and that is God's plan for reaching the earth. That's God's plan. So therefore, the local church is how God wants to reach the whole earth. God wants to reach the whole earth via the local churches. Hallelujah. Via the local churches. That's what God wants to read there. So we are not, when we say born again, you are not born again to yourself. No. You are born again to a church, to a gathering. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Hope you're hearing me. Even normal nature should teach you that nobody gets born into the world. You are born into a family, right? Right? You are born into a relationship. Father, mother, and children. Right? So, we are not born again to yourself. So, say, Jesus is my Lord and personal Savior. My Christian race is a personal race. No, it's not. Hallelujah. You are born to a church. Look at the book of Exodus. When they were delivered from Egypt. Remember I told us that would be the background of salvation, right? Now, when they were delivered from Egypt, when they crossed the Red Sea, you know, nobody said, thank you Moses, you have tried, Aaron, kudos, now let's all go our separate ways. No! Hallelujah! Eh? Everybody stayed, because you are delivered as a people. Hallelujah! Okay, follow me. And Paul, when Paul was right about, Stephen wants to talk about that. He said the church in the wilderness, the gathering in the wilderness. Hope you're following that. The gathering in the wilderness. So there's nothing like my personal race. There's nothing like my personal salvation. No, salvation is collective. Hope you're hearing me. We are saved to a local church. We are saved to a gathering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see this. When Jesus was done teaching them in Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, and was taken out of their sight into heaven, right? Right? Look at what happened in verse 14. And they all continued in one accord. You see that? They were together. When Jesus left their sight, they didn't say, oh, okay, let's go our separate ways now. No. Hallelujah. They were in one accord. Local church. Hallelujah. They were in one accord. In Acts 2, we're going to see a series of things together. In Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost was come, they were in what? Acts 2:1, they were in what? One accord in where? One place. Is it, were they in one accord online? One accord in? One place. Local church. Okay? In verses 40, when 3,000 men were saved, let's get to verse 40. Then Peter stood up and taught. Now verse 40. With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And when they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them how many souls? How many souls? Where were the souls added? To them, the church. Did you see that? So those guys that God saved, we're not saved and say, okay, you're not saved, okay, just be walking around the street. No, they were saved and added to where? The church. Hallelujah. They were saved and added to the church. So they were not saved to themselves, they were saved to a people, to a family.
So the local church is a family. Hope you're hearing this.
Amen.
One time like that. Okay, let me see. One time like that, Jesus was teaching his disciples. There came the mother and the brothers. Tell him that mom is here. And his brothers and his aburus, they are here. Master, mom C and your aburus, they are here. Jesus said, who is my mom C? Who are my aburus? Yeah? He's not saying that is not his mom, but he said, who are my real mom C? Who is my real mom C? Who is my real aburu? The ones that are here now. Hallelujah. So this is a family. Who am I following me? This is a family. The local church is a family. So they were added to the local church. In Acts 4, verse 32. See? And the multitude of them that believed were in one heart and in one soul. Neither said any of them any time the thing he ought. Now, by this time, verse 32, they are already a multitude. Did you see that? They were already a what? Multitude. In chapter 5, verse 14, it says, and the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitude, both men and women. Where were they added to? The local church, right? Right? So from 120, they increased to 3,120. They increased to multitude. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Glory to God. Glory to God. They were increasing. Hallelujah. Something I'm going to show you now. In chapter 5, verse 14. Okay. We're in chapter 5, sorry. Chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were what? Were what? Multiplied. They had increased. They had multiplied. Verse 7. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Greatly. Did you see that? Multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Hallelujah. So that means when he said multiplied greatly, amen. It doesn't mean that they only had a few minority in Jerusalem. It said multiplied greatly. Did you hear in chapter 5? The Bible says they called them and said, you have filled the whole city with your doctrine. That is the impact of the local church. Okay, remember we are saved in local church? So that is the impact of the local church. They didn't take a minute part of the city. No! They didn't come to Omar Filuko and took one, two or three and gathered. You know what I mean by that? We are just four or five. No! They took the city, the whole city. Hallelujah. They said, you have flooded the streets, the city with the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is the testimony of God's army. Hope you are hearing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not talking about taking a small part here. We are talking about taking the city. A major part of the city, claiming it for the Lord. Hallelujah. So the local church, God's church in the earth. Hallelujah. Okay, let me put it like this. The local church is an expanding one. Hallelujah. The local church is an expanding one. Taking territory. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. An expanding one. Expanding one. So when you hear, we are armies of the Lord. When I say we are armies of the Lord, I'm not talking to you individually. No! Hallelujah. We are armies. We are God's armies. We are talking about we are armies together. Hope you're hearing me. We are armies together in the local church. Glory to God. We are armies together as a local church. And the church. We are armies together. That's what God is doing in the earth. He's covering the earth with his glory. And that will be done through the local church. We're going to see something in the second section as we go. Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah. So we are armies together. So when you say armies, it's not referring to a particular person. I'm not saying Benji, you're an army of the Lord. No. No. Not a particular person. But you know, when David got to the camp where they wanted to fight the Philistines, but when Goliath comes out to talk, all of them will run. But David's response was not referring to anybody as God's army. Who was Goliath insulting? Was it the armies of Israel or the whole Israel? Let me hear. Who was he insulting? Who? The whole Israel. So what did David say? Say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he dared defy the armies of the living God? And he wasn't just saying to the soldiers. No, he wasn't calling the armies of the living God. That is the role of Israel. Hallelujah. God's Israel. God's Israel is God's armies. I'm not referring to Israel in Asia. I'm referring to God's Israel. Hallelujah. So, David made us see that God, Israel, are his armies. So not a person. No. No. Hallelujah. Hope you are hearing me. We are his armies. The church of Christ is Christ's armies in the earth. Hallelujah. Christ's armies in the earth. And we are an expanding armies. Glory to God. We are an expanding armies. Glory to God. Glory to God. I remember I've shared this with some of us. Remember years back, that was around I guess then I was already in school. Yeah, that was around 2007 or 2008. I'd gained admission by that time. So I was back from school, so that was around 2007. So we would have me and my two friends, Tunde and Jeremiah. We all would have time, so we'll come to pray in the morning. So we share, we alternated between houses. So it was my house, we came that day. So we pray, everybody will go to school, my younger ones, my mom, my dad, everybody will go out in the morning. You know, by 8, 9 o'clock, they are gone. So we will start praying from that time till the school will close. So we will just pray together. So on this particular day, we were praying. We were praying. So we just finished. I shared with them on the city gate. How that, I don't think I'll have to, okay, let me say that, they are gates to cities. And I was, it's just a bit of what I thought of today. And I said, we are armies, so we are taking over the city gate in the place of prayer. So when I was on teaching them on that, we don't start praying. Most times, we share within ourselves, we will teach and then we'll pray with what we've taught. So talk them about city gates and how we have to take cities by cities by cities. And there's the supernatural, there's the spiritual city that controls this city. Yeah, true. Hallelujah. So we started praying. As we were praying, we just praying. As we're praying, and then while we're praying in tongues, in tongues, I just said, we're in the Lord's army. That's what I said. I said, we're in the Lord's army. So, that was an utterance I gave. We're in the Lord's army. We're in the Lord's army now. And then we kept praying. I said that I will continue praying. And then my friend, Sunday Nan, said, I'm a general in that army. So, me, I didn't take it as anything. You know, when you say, we usually do that a whole lot. We do that a whole lot. When you give a rema, somebody wants to give a higher rema, we do that a whole lot. They say, this is rema. They say, okay, I'm going to give a higher rema. Yeah. So, I just said, yeah. Amis! And, you know, when we say that we're amis, what we do is that we all pick it up. And then we pray, we're amis. So he doesn't say, we are amis. He doesn't say, I'm a general in that army. What position? I'm a general in that army. So, Jeremiah. You know what they say? They say, I'm a captain in that army. Then I knew that something was going on that I didn't know before. Ah, I want to give like, will I now say, I'm an ekomodo or an ABM? Amen? But we kept praying. So when we don't pray, you know, me and I've even forgotten. Then someone has turned to Jeremiah and said, why would you say you are a captain in the Lord's army? Then I said, when you're the one that says you are a general, that you're a general and a captain. They don't have to argue who is a general, who is a captain. We argued that thing tonight. We were done in the afternoon. And then we did our Fulani walk. You don't need to know what Fulani walk is. And we escort Tunde's father. So we escort Tunde to his place. Normally when we escort Tunde to his place, so me and Jeremiah should come back. And then Jeremiah will escort me to my place. Eh? And then he will go back home to his house. So what we call it Fulani walking. So we went to Tunde's place. We came back together again to my place. We went back to his place. And what we're doing that we were arguing big time. Who is general and who is captain? So this man said, have you ever seen where there's general in the Bible? Hallelujah. The only time we have saw a captain was the Lord himself. So you can't be the Lord. They kept arguing. I'm looking at them. I said, look at these two men. Then they now switched. One and said, okay, I'm an apostle in the Lord's army. Who are you? Say, my name is Jeremiah and I'm a prophet. Hey, I said, me, I'm just brother. Seriously, I'm just brother. I don't have this kind of anointing. Then they said, no, sir, we know your position. Seriously, we know your position. No, leave me and Jeremiah. He wants to be prophet. Eh? An apostle is higher than a prophet. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's my position? I said, sir, you are rev. Just don't mind us. We did a lot of funny things those years. But you know the truth? The truth is that we are all armies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are all armies. We are all armies. Don't get it. What is your rank? What are we to do with rank? We are armies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are armies together. Say we are armies together. I'm not saved to my own. Say I'm not saved to myself. I'm saved to a captain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are armies. We are an advancing army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are an advancing army. The local church. It's God's army in the earth. And we are an advancing army. Say we are an advancing army. Say we are an advancing army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are advancing and expanding with the gospel of our Lord. With the gospel of our Lord, we are advancing. We are taking territories. We are taking territories. Hallelujah. 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 So pastors, leaders, cell leaders, campus pastors, you must be advancing in your attitude. You must be advancing. Hallelujah. You must be advancing. How? I'm going to tell you how. We're going to get to what as we go. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you how. We saw it yesterday. Right? Right? You must be advancing in your attitude. You must deliberately grow. You must be advancing. Pray. What is God saying to you concerning your territory? What is God saying to you concerning your location? You shouldn't be taking a minute part of it. Should you be taking away two or three? No. You'll be like that last 2 years. Come on! Be advancing. Hallelujah. Be advancing. Hallelujah. It's time to take the light. It's time to take the land. Go with God. Hallelujah. Remember yesterday, I was sharing with somebody. Yesterday. Let me just show you something. Let me just read out what I said to this person very fast. Permit me. Hallelujah. I said something here. I said, we bet experiences of His power in all our services. That's what I said to the person. I said, everyone connected to us will catch it. Men will just love God because they got to know us. Hallelujah. Amen. And all this is wrapped up with what we received last night and we yet to receive today. Hallelujah. You have better experiences. Hallelujah. You are forward thinking, advancing with the gospel of the Lord. Hope you're hearing me. You are advancing with the gospel of the Lord. You are making progress with the gospel of our Lord. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. In the coming weeks, in the coming days. Hallelujah. I was sharing with someone some days back. I heard a person. The same effort we put in planting, the same effort we put in the harvest. The same. Hallelujah. So we pray more. We reach out for the gospel more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are exercising our authority. We are taking territories. Say, I'm taking territories. Say, we are taking territories. Hallelujah. So I said, pastors, leaders, you must be expanding in your attitude. You must have a warfare mindset. Never forget it. Winning souls and advancing is not strategy. No. It's not strategy. So let's do a strategy. No. Bring your slide. Let's see how we're going to grow. Let's just strategize. Let's strategize. So here's your slide. Say, here's my slide. I want myself to go from there. So my strategy is, no! I'm not strategizing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are an army. We are God's army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a warfare mindset. Hallelujah. We have a territorial mindset. Say, we have a territorial mindset. Say, I have a territorial mindset. Taking territories for the Lord. Hallelujah. Leaders, take notes. Take notes. Hallelujah. Because you are going to be directing God's children. So I ask you, what is God saying to you concerning your territory? What is God saying to you? So you must always know what God is saying per time. If you don't copy what people are doing, you must know what God is saying to you for your territory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You must have a warfare mindset. I ask pastors, leaders, brothers, how many times have you gone on your knees for your territory? How many times have you warred? Let me put it like that. How many times? Have you taken over that city in the place of prayer? Hallelujah. 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 How many times? Or do you just say, what will be, will be? No. Hallelujah. No. We are territorial. We have a territorial mindset. Hallelujah. So you should be saying, what is God saying to me for a job? What is God saying to me for Badagry? What is God saying to me for Ilori? What is God saying to me for Josh? What is God saying to me for Kaduna? What is God saying? Hallelujah. How many times have I prayed for them? I love what someone said. He says, if people you've not prayed for, you can't get. If you don't get them in the place of prayer, you can't get them. Hallelujah. What's the mindset? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Have that mindset. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I wrote here as we close this section. And then we'll start the next section immediately. Hallelujah. We must have that mindset. Territorial mindset. Claiming territories, land. Claiming people by the power of God. With the gift of God in demonstration. Hallelujah. With the gift of God in demonstration by taking territory. The power gives in oppression. Men save, men disciple. Men disciple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's close this section. This should be our mindset for the days, for the months, for the years, for the decades. We are God's armies. We are God's armies. And we must be territorial in our mindset. Territorial in our decision. Territorial. Have that warfare-like attitude. Hallelujah. You know, you're going to listen to, well, you have to listen to this message. Make sure you listen to it plus contending for the faith. Because it's both ways. Hallelujah. Was it territorial? Contending for the faith. Hallelujah. And this kingdom authority together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we are taking territories. We are taking lands. We are advancing. We are advancing. We are an expanding church. We are an expanding people. Hallelujah. Say, I'm territorial. I'm taking territories for the Lord. For the Lord. No fear here. No fear here. No doubt here. Hallelujah. So the next section. The next section. As we close. You know, as I give instructions, we also be laying hands. Hallelujah. I don't have to teach you what laying on of my feet. But make sure you get prepared.